Trump stumps for Darlene Graham as Norman seeks South Carolina Senate upset. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. President Donald Trump joined Senator Darlene Graham on the campaign trail on August 21st, as Representative Ralph Norman, an erstwhile ally of the president, seeks to win an upset from the right. Graham, sister of the late Senator Lindsey Graham, has served as the junior senator from South Carolina since being appointed to the post in mid-July following her brother's death. The late senator had already won his June 9th primary when he died suddenly from a cardiac illness, prompting the state to set up a special primary election that's scheduled for August 25th. During the first round of voting on August 11th, Darlene Graham and Norman won the largest share of the vote, but neither won more than 50%, so they must head into a runoff election. Graham, endorsed by Trump, came in first place with 32.8% of the vote. However, she has drawn scrutiny this week in the wake of a debate performance in which she stated that national security is not my thing. Norman, the upstate Republican representing the state's 7th congressional district, came in second place with 23.5% of the vote. In response to his opponent's admission during the debate that she's not well informed on national security, Norman said, "This isn't a get training on the job. You can't do that." Darlene Graham's comment also drew criticism from former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who said that national security expertise is not something you inherit. Across his political career, Lindsey Graham, representing a state that has some of the most veterans and military families nationwide, was well known for his emphasis on foreign policy and national security. Norman, who has often made headlines for butting heads with House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republican leaders, has marketed his lack of endorsement from Trump as a plus for his campaign. He's described himself as a Washington outsider, saying he has not won critical Republican endorsements or funding in the race. Jeffrey, an Uber driver in the area who spoke to the Epoch Times, indicated that he heard more enthusiasm for Norman. "I'm not sure she's the right fit," he said of Graham. He commented on Norman's experience as a lawmaker positively, saying he thought the upstate Republican was more qualified. Representative Russell Fry, a Myrtle Beach-based House lawmaker who has allied closely with Trump, came in third place in the August 11th primary. Fry received 20.4% of the vote and has since endorsed Graham. Former South Carolina Governor and U.S. Representative Mark Sanford, a constitutionalist based in the Charleston area, came in fourth place with 15.3% of the vote. An outspoken critic of Trump, Sanford has endorsed Norman for the nomination.